Okay, today's daf is Tainus daf Chav Zayin. Tainus Chav Zayin Mabez. There's a lot on this daf, as we see, regarding the Mishmaros and the Ma'amados and the groups of Kohanim and Levim and Yisraelim. We have Amiras HaKarbanos, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu promised Avraham Avinu, you know, how could I gain Kapara? Bizman, there's no Beis HaMikdash. But then we have the fasts that the Anshi Mishmar, the people of that worked that week, and the Anshi Mama, the Yisraelim that were in their cities, they fasted during the week, during their designated week, which was 2 weeks out of the year or so. They used to fast. They used to fast on the weekdays, and the Gemara says that they fasted Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. Right, each of those days they fasted. They did not fast on Erev Shabbos because of Kavod Shabbos. Going into Shabbos starving, it's not Kavod Shabbos. They did not fast on Erev Shabbos. Kavachomer Erev Shabbos Atzma. On Sunday also they didn't fast. Why didn't they fast on Sunday? So the Gemara has three reasons. Rabbi Yochanan says, Mipnei HaNotzrim. Mipnei HaNotzrim. Very unusual to have this lashon in the Gemara. But what's the Notzrim? Rashi says, She'osim oso yantif shelahem. Right, because they have a yantif, right? Sunday is the yantif of the Notzrim, and therefore we didn't want to connect to that anyway, so therefore we didn't make it a fast day for us. Okay, we're not getting into that. Maybe it was a sakana to fast those days on their holidays. Rav Shur Baruch Hamedi Amar Bebneishu Shlishi Liyetzira. Rav Shur Baruch Hamedi says, well, the third day is always tough, right? The Gemara says elsewhere, the third day after Bris Milah is tough. So here, the third day after being created, Adam was created on Friday, Shabbos, Sunday, so the third day is tough. And that's why we didn't fast. Okay, but we're going to focus on the third day. Reish Lakish Amar Bipnei Neshama Yisera. Because of the Neshama Yisera that we receive on Shabbos, and on Motzi Shabbos is taken from us, and we feel a little weak. We feel a little Rashi Chalash. And therefore, to fast on Sunday would be dangerous. Dama Reish Lakish, Neshama Yisera Nidnu Bo Ba'adam Be'erev Shabbos. And a Neshama Yisera is given to a person on Erev Shabbos. But Motzi Shabbos, Notlon Nosoy Menu, and Motzi Shabbos is taken from us. We know that's the idea of doing Besamim by Havdalah to make us feel better. Shene'emar, but where is the remez to the Neshama Yisera in the Torah? Shavas Vayinafash. At the end of Vishamru, Shavas Vayi Nafash. So we could darshan Shavas Kivach Shavas. Once Shabbos goes away, Vay Avda Nafesh. Vay, woe to me that I have lost a soul. Vayi Nafash can be read as two words and switch around the Nakudos a little bit. Vay, woe to me, Nafash, that I have lost my soul. Some of the Bali Musar point out, it's interesting that the source for Neshama Yisera is when we lose the Neshama Yisera. Right, the pasuk says, "Vayi nafash voy." Whoa, I've lost the neshama yisera. That's the source. Sometimes we don't appreciate things until we lose them. Sometimes we don't appreciate things until they're gone. So that's why the neshama yisera, fascinatingly, the makar in the Torah is from the word that alludes to the end of Shabbos. Vay of the nafash, vayi nafash. Rashi doresh benotrikon vay nafash. Okay, so this is neshama yisera. So what exactly is neshama yisera? And maybe we'll talk a little bit in general more about Oneg Shabbos, a little bit about Kavod Shabbos, which the Neshama Yisera is part of. Rashi here, which we know might not be Rashi, but Rashi as well in Beitza says the same idea. What is Neshama Yisera? So their focus is the physical. Physical enjoyments are different on Shabbos, right? Either the magic ingredient, right? The fact that the chalent is tastier on Shabbos is not just that it's fresher. If somebody makes a fresh chalant on Tuesday night for dinner, it's not going to be the same as Friday night or Shabbos day. So Rashi says, that's the Neshama Yisera. Rashi says here, what's the Neshama Yisera, the extra Neshama? Shemarchivim daito la'achila vishasiya. The focus is on physical enjoyments. We have harchavis hadas for eating and drinking. Rashi and Beitza on Daf Tezayin also. Tazayim and Aleph, that's where the other place where this Gemara appears. Neshama Yisera, Rochav Lev Lemenucha Velesimcha Velios Pasuach Lervacha. Okay, but then Rashi continues. V'yochal v'yishte v'einav shokotze alav. We can eat and drink and we don't become disgusted. The food just tastes better on Shabbos. You have the same food. But again, you want to say, oh, it's not as fresh. If you make the same Shabbos food for a weekday night, it's not going to taste the same. Right, there's a medrash that even says that the Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi and his friend Antoninus, the Roman general, and he tasted the Shabbos food, and he asked Rabbi, send me the recipe. And he sent him the recipe, and it didn't taste the same. He says, you're Chayav Misa. You didn't send me the recipe. You must have left something out. So he said, what do you know? I left out Shabbos. Left out Shabbos. Shabbos is the secret ingredient. But that's the idea of Rashi, both here in Tainus and in Beitza. Related to this is the mitzvah of Onik Shabbos. We know the Gemara tells us in Shabbos, Naf Kuf Yud Ches, right? Onik Shabbos, somebody is Ma'anig the Shabbos, Hashem gives them overflowing bracha. Amrav Yudah Marav, Kolamanig et HaShabbos, Notzon Lo Mish'alos Libo, we are given everything we ask, Shedemar V'yisaneg al Hashem, V'yitem Lecha Mish'alos Libecha. Oneg Zeh, Eini Yodea Mahu, what is this Oneg? What is Oneg Shabbos? Kshu Omer V'karas Lo Shabbos Oneg, it says in Yishayo, you shall call Shabbos Oneg, Havi Omer Zeh Oneg Shabbos. Bameh Ma'ango, how are you Ma'aneg it? So the Gemara says, physical delights. Rav Yehuda Breder of Shmuel Bar Shelas, Mishmei de Rav, Amar, Betavshul Shaltardin, Vidugim Gedolim, Big Fish, Rashi Shumin, Garlic, Rav Chiya Barashi, Amar Rav, Afilu Davar Muat, even a small physical item, Ulakavit Shabbos Aso, Hareze Oneg, even Kisa de Harsana, a couple of little bit of mushed up fish, that's also. So again, the focus is the physical enjoyment. Right, that's the first shot of Oneg Shabbos, and that the first shot of Neshama Yesera, and we know that's a principle that comes up on Shabbos. We know that also from the Gemara Msachim, where Msachim Daf Samaches also comes up in Maseches Beis as well, where the Gemara quotes the Machlokes Tanoim, Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua, about how to enjoy Yantif. How to enjoy Yantif? So Rabbi Eliezer holds, you have a choice. Ein lo la adam biyadav ela ochel v'shose o yoshi v'shone. Rabbi Eliezer says, either fully spiritual or fully physical. Ochel v'shose, eat and drink and be merry, or sit in the base bench and learn the whole day. Rabbi Yeshua Omer, we all like Rabbi Yeshua, who says, chalkehu. Split it. Ches yelachilu v'shasiyah v'ches the base medrash. Half for physical, eating and drinking, and half for learning, half for the base medrash. And Rabbi Yochanan says that they both darshan the same pasuk. Fascinatingly, two psukim, one pasuk in Dvarim Tezayin, Parshas Re'eh, Atzeres L'Hashem Elokecha, it should be a holiday for Hashem. Because of Echad Omer, and the other pasuk in Pinchas, it says, Atzeres T'yelachem. So should it be for Hashem, Atzeres L'Hashem Elokecha, or should it be Atzeres for you? So, that's the machlokas. Rebbe Lezer holds that the two psukim are giving you a choice. O kulo L'Hashem, O kulo L'Hashem. And Rabbi Yeshua Omer, no, it's a composite. Chalkeyu, chetzi l'Hashem v'chetzi l'Hashem. Good. But then the Gemara says there are three exceptions to the rule. There are three times when even Rabbi Eliezer would agree you don't have a choice. There needs to be physical pleasure on these 3 days. What are those 3 days? Number one is Shavuos, Atzeres. Everybody agrees on Shavuos, you need l'Hashem. You need to have physical pleasure. My time of Yom Shinin Bo Torahu, the day that the Torah was given. Fascinating, its own topic. Rabba Amar Akom Odim b'Shabbos. To be in a nami lachem. Everybody agrees by Shabbos that you need lachem. Shen my taima, because the pasuk says in Yeshayahu, v'karasa l'Shabbos oneg. Oneg, Yeshayahu perek nunches, noch menucha, as I remember which perek it's in. Oneg Shabbos, the source for covenant oneg is in Yeshayahu nunches, so that's also one of the exceptions. But all of this follows the first idea that we've saying in Neshama Yesera, which comes up here. Again, Neshama Yesera is Beis HaTazayin, and Tainis Chav Zayin right here. It's about physical pleasure. Physical pleasure is different on Shabbos. That comes from the Neshama Yesera, and that's Shabbos Kuf Yud Ches, the examples, and that's Psachim Dav Samaches, that Kuli Alma Bein and Lachem. But there is another shot of Neshama Yesera. If you look in the Shidim Kubetzes in Beitza, on Dav Tezayin, the Shidim Kubetzes says, because our minds are open to understand Torah in a deeper way. That's Shabbos. Right? Harchavas Halev, right, for that. And that's a different type of Neshama Yesera, a different focus of Neshama Yesera. Right? It's not about the physical, but it's also about the spiritual. There is spiritual potential that comes up on Shabbos that, right, doesn't come up elsewhere. And this might relate to a Me'iri. A Me'iri, the Rama basically quotes it. The Me'iri is a little more expanded. The Me'iri writes this, I think he writes this in Beitza also, but I have it from the Hakdama. The Hakdama of the Me'iri. I think, again, it might say it on that It's a Yerushalmi. It's giving shot in a brisa. Let me just see for a second if he says it here too in the Shabbat Yisera. Okay, I'm not sure if he says here a beitza, but in the Hakdama of the Meiri, if you look, he quotes a brisa. He says one brisa says, "How are you supposed to enjoy Shabbos? You're supposed to eat and drink and be merry." And the other brisa says, "How are you supposed to enjoy Shabbos? You're supposed to learn. You're supposed to be involved in spiritual pursuits." Right? This is the Meiri in the classic Meiri. It's on page Tezayin in the Hakdama. So he quotes. He quotes the Yerushalmi. How is one ma'anik Shabbos? Marmar b'sheinu, marmar b'talmud Torah. One brisa says by sleeping, and one says by learning. There's no machlokes. Kan b'talmud, kan b'bala bayis. Depends if you're talking about a talmud chacham or a bala bayis. And says the Meiri. V'yafal pishrov mefarshim pirshu. And even though most mefarshim explain this, which is which? Which is which? Yeah, the physical pleasure, sleeping, or learning. Talmud Chacham or Bala Bayis. He says, even though most say that it means the Talmud Chacham should sit and learn and the Bala Bayis should sleep, because that's what they enjoy. Talmud Ma'ango B'Talmud Torah, U'Bala Bayis B'Sheina, Etzli Lafarish B'Hefach Advarim. Says the Meiri, I think exactly the opposite. The opposite, why? V'Hu Ratzah B'Zeh. She Talmud, she calls Manu Shol Hu Shabbos, the Talmud who learns the whole week. He doesn't work the whole week. He learns the whole week. The Talmud, who does not focus on physical pleasure the whole week, he could relax a little bit on Shabbos. He could be involved in physical pleasure. He gives his mind a little break and relax a little bit. And that's not called a sinner. He's taking a rest now so he can learn better the whole week. So it's ki'ilu, he's learning at that time. If everything he's doing now is letzorech the learning, so it's ki'ilu he's learning that time. So that's why he quotes the Chazal, just like if somebody eats on Erev Yom Kippur, it's Kiilu he fasted on that day, because it's all about the Kavana. Beautiful. And then he quotes, as the Rambam says also in Hilchos Deos. But then he says, that's one side. And what about the Bala Bayis? The Bala Bayis, who doesn't have time to sit and learn the whole week, so he has to do something different on Shabbos. Bala Bayis, Shekol Yimei Achol, Misasik B'Dvar Magashmiim, Ana Va'ana, Roi Lo Shiyanei Gets HaShabbos, B'Talmud Torah, V'Yikvu'u Eis Yadua L'Hisasik Be'Elokiyut. And he should be Koveya at a specific time to be involved in godly pursuits. Ukshirafana Libo Byam Haim Ludivya Batala Hu Ona Benafsho Umahtiya Kavana Bemasiyasimeashvisa. And if he doesn't learn on Shabbos, so what does that show Hashem? That it's not that during the week, oh, he's Ba'anus, he has to make a living and he wished he could learn. Because on Shabbos, at the time that he can sit and learn, and he doesn't, that's Megalah the whole week, he doesn't really want to. So therefore, it shows something even about the whole week as well. And this is really already in the Ramah. It's really already in the Ramah. The Ramah Narachaim and Simon Reish Tzadi. The Ramah quotes there, Achas through the Shabbos, Kovim Medrash, Likros Nevi'im, Velidrash B'Dibri Agada, Vosvikvos through the Bosa Shab. You have to learn in the Shabbos afternoon. And then the Ramah says, Upalim Ubali Batem Shinim Oskim Batorah Kol Yimei HaShavua, Yasku Yosir Batorah B'Shabbos, Mitamidech HaChamim, Ha'oskim Batorah Kol Yimei HaShavua, V'tamidech HaChamim Yamshichu Yosir Ba'oneg Achiluv Shasiya Ksas, Parahemis Angim B'Limudam Kol Yimei HaShavua. So he quotes that from the Beis Yosef, in the name of the Yerushalmi, the same shot that the Meiri gives. Again, also, the Meiri's idea reflects the fact that Onik Shabbos, part of Onik Shabbos, is to make Shabbos different. To make Shabbos different from what I do the whole week. Rather, Rambam writes, let's say somebody doesn't have any money. He has no money to make Shabbos different. He can't buy any special food. The Rambam says, lower your belt. They used to wear togas in those days, and their aristocrats used to lower their belts. So even just do that, the Rambam says, paraglamet alacha gimel, at least lower the belt. But if one can, one should try to change everything they can on Shabbos. The Mishnah Berurah says this in Reis Samach Beis. The Mishnah Berurah says, everything you could switch, and the Vilna Gaon says this as well. Yobash Bigdei Shabbos. Yobash Bigdei Shabbos, you know, as much as everything should be different, the Mishnah Berurah says this in Reish Samach Beis Hey. Reish Samach Beis Hey. Everything should be changed if it's possible. Let me just find the Lashon of the Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah Berurah says, V'yishmacham Lassos, and he quotes, everything should be different. Okay, I'm not going to look for it right now. Says the another idea about Oneg Shabbos, which might fit into a larger scheme. The Vilna Gaon, as we know in Hilchos Yontif, writes, what's the difference between Shabbos, Oneg, and Kavod? So the Gra's suggestion, based on the Rambam and based on the Shulchan Aruch, is everything we do before Shabbos is Kavod Shabbos. Setting the table and taking a shower and buying the food. All of that is Kavod Shabbos. All the examples the Rambam gives. Mitzvah l'adam lirchos panav yad v'raglav, b'chamin, be'erev Shabbos. U'misatei v'tzitzis, v'yoshi v'kovod rosh. Sit with bated breath in anticipation. And shiobash k'sus nekia. And not to be koveya se'uda. Not to have a large meal late on Friday. Going into Shabbos with an appetite. That itself is Kavod Shabbos. Right? Lahavdil. If somebody knows that they're going into a fancy restaurant one night, they know they'll probably skip lunch that day. They know they're going to eat a lot that night. They want to make sure that they have the full gastro experience of the restaurant. So they'll skip lunch, or they'll only eat a little bit because they know what I'm doing tonight. That's the covet of the restaurant. So to Shabbos. If I know I'm going into Shabbos, it's covet Shabbos not to be koveya and eat so much before Shabbos, not to starve, but not to be koveya. Esudas keva on Shabbos, on Erev Shabbos, to set the table, all that is Kavod Shabbos. Oneg Shabbos says the Gra is everything we do on Shabbos. To enjoy the food and to sleep and to relax and to enjoy ourselves, Oneg is on Shabbos. Kavod is before Shabbos, Oneg is on Shabbos. So this could fit in, not 100%, but it could fit into a thought that the Nitziv develops in his commentary on the She'iltos. The She'iltos in She'ilta Kuf Samach Tes, all the way at the end, where the She'ilta discusses the mitzvah of Sukkah. The She'ilto says, Rav Achai Gon, that every Jew is chayev to build a sukkah, to sit in for 7 days. Every Jew is chayev to build a sukkah. To machayev in the Beis Yisrael lemevin mital alta, to build a sukkah, umesev bashivas yimome, to sit in it for 7 days. The Nitziv in the Hemek She'ilah jumps on the She'iltos. There's a mitzvah to build the sukkah. It's a mitzvah to sit in the sukkah. It's a mitzvah to eat in the sukkah. To sleep in the sukkah. What even the mitzvah to build the sukkah? Why does it say a mitzvah? Why does he say that? So explains the Nitziv based on many other sources. He comes up with this chiddush of two types of hechsher mitzvah. Two types of preparatory stages for mitzvos. Hechsher mitzvah haksuva bikra and hechsher mitzvah shein haksuva bikra. Most hechsher mitzvahs are not written in the Torah, in the text. Right, it doesn't say in the Torah, cut off a shofar from a ram and blow. It just says blow. Right, so that's a hechsher mitzvah that's not written in the Torah. It doesn't say in the Torah to cut the lulav and the esrog from the tree. It just says to shake them, to be notel them, alakachtem lachem. So those are hechsher mitzvahs that are not written in the Torah. But once in a while, there's five or six of a preparatory stage of a mitzvah that's written in the Torah itself. Va'asu lahem tzitzis. Make tzitzis, mitzvahs to wear the tzitzis. But the Torah still formulates it as asiya. Uchesavtam al mezuzas pesecha v'sharecha. Write the mezuzah. What do you mean write the mezuzah? That's not the mitzvah. The mitzvah is to affix the mezuzah. What do you mean write? So again, the mitzvah is to affix it. But sometimes the Torah itself mentions the hechsher mitzvah in the pasuk. Ki yikach ish isha. That might be if you say a kiddushin is a hechsher mitzvah. But there are other examples. Says the Nitziv, a hechsher mitzvah that's written in the Torah has a different status. It has inherent significance, different than any other hechsher mitzvahs. Sukkah, chaga sukkah is ta'aselecha. And Chazal understand that to mean to build the sukkah, ta'aselecha. So sukkah and mezuzah and tzitzis, those hechsher mitzvahs have a different halachic status than hechsher mitzvahs that are not written in the Torah. With halachic nafkaminas, right? Would you apply, it's better for you to do it than a shliach, mitzvah bo yosumim b'shlucha. So that applies to mitzvos. So would that apply to hechsher mitzvahs? Says the Nitziv, maybe by these hechsher mitzvahs. Hechsher mitzvahs like suvas b'Torah. Right? Or would you apply the principle of osik b'mitzvah, patur min ha-mitzvah? Would you apply the principle of what other principles? Is there a havamina to make a bracha? The Gemara Menachos has a havamina to make a bracha when you put tzitzis on the beged. when you write the mezuzah. So it says that it's if that havamina, we don't paskin that way. Building a sukkah, the Yerushalmi says to make a bracha. Only by Hashem mitzvahs like suvos bikra would we say that those havaminas exist by making a bracha. Okay, beautiful. What does this have to do with us? Oneg and kavod, kavod Shabbos, if we assume kavod is a hechsher for oneg, as the grudge has pointed out. Everything we do before Shabbos is kavod. Everything we do on Shabbos is oneg. So this is also, it's not in the Torah, but it's in a pasuk. Right, it's a pasuk in Yeshayahu. V'kibadato me'asos chefsecha, right, it's kibadato, it's there. It's hechsher mitzvah k'suva bakra. I mean, you want to say it's included in Zachos Yom HaShabbos Lakacho? Maybe. Right, remember Shabbos, and we know that starts even during the week. Zachos Yom HaShabbos Lakacho, it starts the whole week. The Gemara in Beitza, if you find something nice for Shabbos, save it for Shabbos. So, maybe this is another example. And that's why the great Amoraim in Kiddushin did it themselves. Remember that Gemara in Kiddushin, Daf Mem Aleph? Right? Rav Safra, Machrech Resha, Rava, Malach, Shibuta. They salted the fish. Right? They got everything ready. They roasted the head of the meat. So it's a mitzvah vol yismi b'shluchos. Maybe because this is like a hechsher mitzvah, oneg and kavod are mentioned in the pasuk. It's not just mentioned, not just something that we obviously have to do in order to enjoy. Why there isn't a bracha on oneg Shabbos? That's also a big discussion in the Achronim. We don't make a separate bracha on the mitzvah of oneg Shabbos. Some say that there's no specific act to do. There's 25 different ways to enjoy, right? So you don't make a bracha. There's no specific act. Some say you're yotzi with a lakas ner Shabbos. Some say you don't make a bracha on a mitzvah that from the outside doesn't look like a mitzvah to the outsider. Right? Like all the mitzvahs benadam machavero, hashavas aveda, and bikur cholim, and the non-Jews would do it too, because that doesn't reflect our unique kedusha. Asher kedushana b'mitzvosav, kibud av ha'eim, anything that's logical, that makes sense, that... So here we're eating. We're having a big meal. Okay, that's not something that shows our unique sanctity. So maybe that's why you don't make a bracha. Either way, this is an important mitzvah of Onik Shabbos relating to our Neshama Yisera, as is mentioned here in the Gemara in Tainas, Daf Chav Zayin. Okay, we'll stop here.